says a sheikhir is a pesach alachom and sever b'lay sasis. It says l'sizbach alachom and dam zivchi. So as you know, the Gemara says that according to Reb Shimon, b'zman ha-pesach, you're only over on the Pesach. During Chalamoid, you're over on other korbanos as well. Then the Mishnah brings Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, ha-pesach ba'ar ba'osar l'shmoi chayiv. If you shecht a korban Pesach on the 14th and you shecht it l'shmoi, so it's a kosher korban Pesach, so then you're chayiv, you're over on the lav. V'shalei l'shmoi potter. And if it's shalei l'shmoi, you're potter. V'shar kol asvachim, other karbanos, which you know the halach is, you can't be over on Erev Pesach on other karbanos, but during Chalamoid you could. Bein l'shmon or bein shalei l'shmon potter. That's because it's Erev Pesach. Uv'mayed, but on the rest of Chalamoid, l'shmoi potter, if you make the karban and it's kosher, as a Pesach l'shmoi, you're potter. Shalei l'shmoi chayiv, because the karban Pesach is not a good karban Pesach if you bring it during Chalamoid. V'shar kol asvachim bein l'shmon or bein shalei l'shmon chayiv. Chutz min achata sheshachta shalei l'shmon. So the bottom line is that the way the halach is that on Erev Pesach you're chayiv if you shecht the korban Pesach alachametz during chalamayid. This is for shar karbanis. In shar karbanis, even if you shecht them shalei l'shmon, they're still kosher except unless it's a chatos. So maybe you could be over the rest of Pesach. You could be over on the rest of Pesach. If you shecht it al chametz, so there's a peledik Rashi over here. So it took me time till I found that someone should speak about it. There's a peledik Rashi. Rashi says like this. Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon Omer haPesach biyadal sheshecht al chametz lishmoi. If you shecht it lishmoi chayiv. If you shecht the korban Pesach l'shem Pesach and it's a kosher of Pesach and you shecht it an erev Pesach, so then you're going to be chayiv for the lav. Mishum leisishchat al chametz, because of the lav of leisish al chametz, because the Pesach kosher hu, because it's a Pesach kosher ushchita ruuyihi, and it's a shchita ruya. But shalei lishmai, if you shach the shalei lishmai potter, why are you potter? The pasul hu ushchita she'ena ruya lav shma shchita. V'hasi islay l'Reb Shimon v'chol duchti because the adam u'ba'ises benoi u'b'tashlum yarba v'chamisha. So Rashi says the shitas Reb Shimon is the shchita she'ena ruya lav shma shchita. What does that mean? Shchita she'ena ruya lav shma shchita. When you look at the sugi in Chulin, you'll see that there's places when Reb Shimon is made a chir of meyer and there's places when Reb Meir is made a chir of Shimon. The shaili is when a person makes a shchita, and the shchita is not matir, the behema l'achila, because the behema is aser bahana because of some other reason. Is that shchita considered a ma'aseh shchita in regard to other things? In other words, Rabbi Shimon learns out from the pasuk by Yosef HaTzadik that it says teveach l'achel. So the shchita is only when you're going to ultimately going to be able to eat it. So over there, the Gemara talks about two cases of chulin da pehe and da pe aleph. We have one case of oisa ives benoi. The halach is that if a person shechts a mother and the child on the same day, he's over on a lav. So the question is, what happens if you cannot eat that for another reason? Will that be considered a maisa shchita in regard to the lab of Isis Benay? Then there's another machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir Benay Gea Kisi Adam. When a person shechta chaya, you're mechuyev in Kisi Adam. What happens? Hasheichet v'nimtzas treifa v'hasheichet lavayis kachavim. It's a Mishnah daf peyei v'hasheichet chulim b'fnim u'kachim b'chutz. All of these animals are usur bahana. You're not allowed to eat them. You're not allowed to eat them. So since you're not allowed to eat them, it's a shchita she'ena ruya. It's a shchita which is not going to make it mutter to eat. So Rabbi Shimon darshins a pasuk. He darshins a pasuk. Mitvayach tavech v'hachem. Because Yosef HaTzadik said, Tavayach tavech v'hachem. So you see, even though the lashon of tivuach is not the same halacha shchita, that's a shayl in the sugi over there. But Rav Shimon learns out that a shchita is only considered a shchita if it's going to be maturit la'achila. That's the only time it's considered a shchita. So So Rabbi Shimon has this shita in quite a number of places. The sugi over there, Chulin, says that Rabbeinu HaKadosh Paskin like Rav Meir in some places and like Rav Shimon in other places. Sometimes Rabbeinu HaKadosh held by some halachas that the halach is that if the shechita is matter, only if the shechita is matter is it considered a ma'isa shechita in regard to other things. And sometimes he paskins like Rav Meir that even if it's not, so the Gemara says it's a machlekes between Rabbeinu Kaddish and the two Mishnas by the halach of Kisi Adam and the halach of Isavis. B'noi, Rabbeinu Kaddish passes once like a mayor, once like a bishim. So the Gemara goes through Lamaisa why they come out with their psukim the way they do. Why do they darshan the way they do? So Lamaisa, Rabbi Meir learns it out from a pasuk by Kotcha. By Shchutei Chutz, the halach is if someone shechts a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's Osir Bahana. And over there, from the Torah, you see that if a person shechts a carbon, he's over if he shechts a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be Osir Bahana, and still, it's considered a Maisa Shechita. So Rabbi Meir makes a binyan av to everywhere, that everywhere it's like that. That if you make a shechita, even though the shechita is not going to be matirit b'achila, it's still considered a ma'aseh shechita in regard to other halachas. Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara over there says that's no raya from kachim to chulin. Rabbi Shimon says you can't bring a raya from shechita to chulin. From kachim to chulin, you can't bring a raya. So Tosis has a kasha from our Gemara. He says tema. Imam says it's a tema. It's a different series of daf. I don't know what's going on over here. Right. He has a kasha from our Gemara in Pesachim that our Gemara in Pesachim is talking about Kachim, and Rabbi Shimon does it. And still, the way Rashi learns over here, he says the reason why Rabbi Shimon holds that you're not over the lav and a korban pesach which you brush your leilu shema is because of shechita sheneri lav shema shechita. So Taisus in Chulin asked Akasha, but what do you mean? The whole reason why he's not moed to Rav Meir is because he holds a shechita learned out from kachim. But luchayr arsu yim psachim is talking about kachim. So if it's talking about kachim, he should have the same limud from shechutei chutz that Rav Meir has. That's Taisus kasha. Taisus remains in the tzarchiyim. But lemaisa in the Tzlach has a whole mahalach over here. He's bothered by why Rashi has to bring that Rabbi Shimon holds like this b'chol duchti. Then it's right. V'hachi islay l'Rabbi Shimon b'chol duchti b'kisi adam uva'isis b'noi u'b'tashlum yarb of chamisha. Rashi brings three cases where Rabbi Shimon holds a shechita she'ena ruya lav shmei shechita. So the Tzlach has a whole mahalach to femfer. Why here Rashi had to say that? Why over here from all cases did Rashi have to say that Rabbi Shimon's sheet is all over and he brings all the cases, all the other places in Shas, when Rashi brings the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, he just says Rabbi Shimon's sheet is it Shechita Shenri, Lashma Shechita. So he says a mahalach. But what fascinated me is that the Tzlach doesn't ask a more obvious question. Why in the world does Rashi have to say that the Pshat and Rabbi Shimon has anything to do with Shechita Shenri, Lashma Shechita? I mean, the Rashi is a plea. In other words, like this. What happened? A guy brings a carbon pesach shaloi lishmai. If a guy brings a carbon pesach shaloi lishmai, it's not a kosher carbon pesach. So granted, you're not going to be able to eat it. But the reason why you can't be over the lav of leisishchet al chametz dam zivchi is because it's not a carbon. In other words, if it's not a carbon, in other words, Rabbi Shimon has a shita in Shas. What I'm trying to point out is that the Rashi is a plea when you read the Rashi. Rabbi Shimon has a shita in Shas that when the Torah says that you're going to be over a lav if you shecht something, let's say oisei vespenoi, you're not allowed to shecht it. Or the Torah says that there's halacha that you have to make kisi adam when you shecht something. So the shaila is, if the shechita is not going to make this mutter ba'achila, does it have a shame shechita le'inyan these halachas? Okay, so Rabbi Shimon has a fascinating shita that whenever the Torah says a din of shechita, it has to be a shechita that is matirat l'achila. If it's not matirat l'achila, if it's a shechita she'einu ruya, it's a lav shmei shechita, meaning to say, it's not considered the type of shechita that you need in order for this halacha. Let's say Rabbi Shimon wouldn't hold that. Let's say Rabbi Shimon wouldn't hold that. But you're talking about that you shechted the korban shalei l'shmai. So you don't have a korban Pesach. It's a puzzle of korban Pesach. So mali not over the halach of loisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. It's not a korban Pesach if you shechted shalei l'shmai. What's an afkimini where the old shechita shenu re'ilav shmei shechita? Why does Rashi even have to bring it in? Can you have this guy? It's not, you don't need a chesaron in the Meister Shechita. There's no carbon Pesach. But you don't have Loisishcha what?
It doesn't say, but the problem doesn't say Loisishcha's carbon Pesach.
What?
It doesn't say Loisishcha's carbon Pesach.
It says Loisishcha al carbon Pesach dam zivchi. It's not a zevach. It's not a carbon. Are you allowed to shecht an animal in your house for chulin if you have chametz in your house? Okay, so if it's a puzzle of carbon Pesach, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Agav, you see from the Yushalmi that the Yushalmi holds klar, and the Mishnah Melech brings it. Okay, now, it took me a long time until I found the Mishnah Melech, but the Mishnah Melech actually clears this for a Shaila, and he says it's a Dabar Pashat. That Avad is you can't be over on the lav of Leisishchad al Chamas Dam Zivchi if it's not a Korban Pesach. It's a Pasul of Korban. It's not a Zevach. It's not a Korban. So listen to the Lashon of the Mishnah Melech. Yesh li stapik im zorak o hikdir al chametz achas she nivsel ha korban beached min advorim ha poistum im loika alav zed le sishchad al chametz deavshir le kapit kray alav a korban kosher. I don't know why he says efshir. I didn't even hear the tzad. The mir angusha, the lashon of the miri and the lashon of the Rambam and Pirush Mishnah, he says clear not like Rashi. The lashon of the Rambam and Pirush Mishnah and the lashon of the miri is that if you shecht the carbon shalay lishmai, or all these cases that we say that you're not over on the lab, it's because it's not a carbon. Plain told you doesn't they don't bring in the lashon of Shimon Shita of Shechita Shenaruya, and Rashi three times in the Mishnah brings in Shechita Shenaruya. So the Tzlach is trying to figure out why does he have to tell you that this is Shita from Shimon all over, but it's a bigger plea. What do you have to bring in Rav Shimon Shita? What's it got to do with anything? Rav Shimon is saying a halacha. He's just telling you halacha that you're over when you bring a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. You're not over on the Korban Pesach if you bring it, when you're not supposed to bring Korban Pesach because it's not a kosher Korban Pesach. That's all, not because of a Shechita Shenaruya. Why do you have to say that? This is the lashon of the Meiri. I have to read you the lashon of Miri. Reb Shimon Aimer, Ha Pesach Sheshachtoi Bizmanoi Ba'ar Ba'asur L'shmai Chayim. If a person brings a Korban Pesach on the 14th and he does it L'shmai, which means to say it's a kosher Korban Pesach, you're Chayim. Pirish. Kesheshachtoi Al HaChametz. Why? Sheharei Ho'ilu Ma'asav. What he did helped. Sheharei HaZevach Kosher, because it's a kosher Korban. Avol Im Shachtoi Sheloi L'shmai Pater. Sheharei Pesach Sheshachtoi L'shem Korban Acher Pasach. It's not a carbon b'chla. It's not a carbon. So what's Rashi? What's Rashi? The whole sugya. So it's a plea that Rashi would say this. Why does Rashi say this? So the lashon, the raya that the Yerushalmi, that the Mishnah Melech brings to the Yerushalmi is half of a fellow. If you take a look at Tosfos says like this. Hashayich et Pesach al chametz ever b'lay saaseh. The last Tosfos on Daf Samach Gimel. So Tosfos says a yisod. Hashayichet ha Pesach al chametz over b'lay saaseh. If a person shechts the korban Pesach al chametz, he's over and alive. Oymeriva da Pesach kosher. The korban is still kosher. Da haloi shina alav akasav lakim, because the Torah doesn't say it twice would make it likuva. Ubutesefta the mechilton and narte sefta tanya behedja. We learn clearly. Hashayichet es haPesach al haChametz b'yudal over b'lay sasa vaPesach atzme kosher the yaitze b'yidei chayvasa b'Pesach. It doesn't make the carbon possible. Avada your yaitze the carbon Pesach. You over and alav. So Tosfos brings a raya from a tesefta. Lamaisa the Mishnah Melech says it's klar in the Yushalmi. Why? Because the Yushalmi brings a raya that the carbon doesn't become Pesach. because we know that the Zayrek or the Maktir could be over in the Lav. Frek the Yushalmi, how could the Zayrek or the Maktir be over in a Lav if Echad Mibnei Achabura has Chametz, or if he has Chametz, the Sheikh had already made the carbon puzzle. And if it's a carbon puzzle, so it's impossible to be over the Lav of Loi Sishkat or Loi Lav Lahakter Loi Zarak. Zok the Yushalmi, it's a Harai that it didn't become puzzle. It's a Rai that it didn't become puzzle. Because if it became puzzle, so then the Shalmi slugs up the Raya. It's not a Raya. Maybe it does become puzzle. Aye, how is it possible that the Makdir or the Zayuk should be over? The Bnei Chabura, or he didn't have Chametz Bishas Maisa when the Shechita happened, and they bought the Chametz afterwards. So the Yushalmi says, you can't bring a Raya, even though the Yushalmi also is like the Mechilta, the Lamais, it's not possible, but it's not a Raya. But one thing you see from the Yushalmi holds that if the carbon would get possible, it's impossible to be over on Lashishchad al Damzichi. It's impossible to be al Damzichi. That you see clear from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is Masupik whether or not we could bring a Raya that the carbon is still possible. But if the carbon is possible, the Yushalmi is hands down. There's nothing what to talk about. You can't not be over on the lab of the Sishcha al Chametz Dam Zivchi. That's called the Mishnah Melech brings this Yushalmi. Asher al Kain, that's how the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis. The Rambam says this in Pirush Mishnayis. Also, the Lashon of the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis is Ulaficha Amar Ubamayed Lishmai Potter Lafisha Hu Pasel Veina Karban Pesach Vishalay Lishmai Chai Lafisha Hu Kashar Karbanis Vuhu Asr Lahakrav Shum Karban al Chametz. Alright, so the Rambam says the same Lashon as the Miri. The Rambam says the same Lashon as the Miri, that when it says in our Mishnah that if you kishach the carbon, Pesach, Lishmai your chayv, and Shaloi Lishmai your potter, why are you potter Shaloi Lishmai? Because it's not a carbon Pesach, plain and pashut. It's not a carbon Pesach, it's not going to be a renissa. So it's a plea on Rashi. I'm not sure, plea at Summa. The Rashi says that the reason is because the Rav Meir holds the Shechita Sheinari, Elashim Shechita. That it's not a Ma'i, what? Rav Shimon holds it, that Shechita Sheinari, Elashim Shechita. Who cares if it's on the Ma'i Shechita or not? We got a bigger problem. It's not a Korban Pesach. I'm not sure, plea. What? It's not a carbon Pesach now. What do you want? It's a puzzle. You still with it. It was a carbon Pesach before, but when you're right around the Israel Shechita, you do Shloi Shema, you're undoing the carbon Pesach. It's not a carbon Pesach anymore.
So what do you do with
Okay, so by the way, so I found two places. It's puzzle. It's puzzle. So we have a mission over here that talks about shechting a carbon Pesach, erev Pesach, shalei lishmai. The Rav Shimon says you're not over the lab. So the reason why you're not over the lab is pashut, according to the Shalmi, according to the Miri, according to the Rambam. The reason why you're not over on the lab is because it's not a carbon Pesach anymore. Finished. So you don't have a carbon. So Rashi comes up with the Shitas Rabbi Shimon, which is Shitas Rabbi Shimon b'chol duchta, the Shechita Sheinaru Yilav Shmei Shechita, which is a Bezundara Parsha. It's a whole different sugya. Who cares if the Maisa Shechita was a Maisa Shechita or not? That's not a Korban Pesach. Why does Rashi have to go and say that the Maisa Shechita is not a Maisa Shechita? Agav. According to the Rambam and according to the Miri, and according to the way we're saying, the Tosis Kasha in Chulin is not a Kasha. Tosis says, I mean, it's on Rashi, Lishitas, it's a kasha, but Tosis Akasha, that Rabbi Shimon has a shchit sugya, Rabbi Shimon has a shchita, the shchita, sheinu re'ilav shmei shchita, and in the sugya in Chulin, he says, I don't want to learn out from Rabbi Meir's pasuk that it's ruya from shchutei chutz, because that's kachim, like Tosis Akasha, but what do you do with the sugya in Pesach and Daf Samach Gimel? Well, it's very simple what you do with the pasuk, what's according to this. This got nothing to do with shchita sheinu re'ilav. The reason why it's puzzle over here, you don't need to leave a shchita sheinu re'ilav. It's not a korban pesach, You can't be over on the lap. Here? Okay, so that's what it's already late. All right, Lemaisa, there's no escaping it. The Rashi seems to suggest that even if the carbon would be puzzle, you still could be over in the lab. I mean, everybody says not like that. The Yushalmi says clear not like that. The Yushalmi says clear not like that. The Miri says not like that. The Rambam says not like that. And the only way to deal with this is to say that for some reason Rashi holds that the Bavli is Chayli Pidushalmi, and the Rashi holds that it's possible that the carbon would be a pasul of carbon, and it would still be over on the level of Sishon Chamas Da Zivchi. It's Mamash Apliya. So I didn't have a pshat. I have a simple, superficial pshat. We have a major machlekes over here between Rashi and Tosis in the same sugya. Who's over on the lav? Rashi says that when a person shechts it, kol shi yeshna b'lan yesh b'shchita v'im yesh le'echad mehem kulan ivrim. See, this Rashi is that if someone is making the shchita or someone is making the aktara, right, anyone who's got chametz is ivrim. So there, well, anyone from the echad mechabur. And Tosis is chaylik. Tosis says it's not shy. Tosis says it says lo sishchat. One kasha that Tosis says that it's a lav shein by ma'isa. But the other thing which Tosis says is delay mechayiv bala chametz ela hashoychet v'hazoyrek delay sishchat amirachmana. The Torah said lo sishchat. Okay, so excuse me, Rabbi Seth, for saying such a superficial pshat, which I can't prove that this is so, and I don't. It really depends on what the sheer if this is driver. But we could ask ourselves a pashita shaila. When the Torah brings this lav, what is this a dinim? Is this a dinim the chametz that you're not allowed to have chametz b'shas shechita, or is it a dinim the shechita that you're not allowed to make a shechita when you have the chametz? Which one is it? What's the hagdara of the Isra of Leishishkar al-Chamas Dam Zivchi? From Rashi, you see that he held it was a din of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatza. Because Rashi says that when you do it on Chalamayeh, besides the Isra of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatza, you'll also be over because of Leishishkar. So what's Rashi Akin and Chayinik? What's one got to the other? That's an Isra of having Chametz, and this is an Isra of Shechita. What's Rashi putting the two together? Because Rashi holds that both of them is a din in Shehiyas Chametz. It's not a din of Shechita. It's a din in the Yisr Chametz. Not only is there a din to have an Yisr to have Chametz on Pesach, there's an Yisr, a Bezundere Yisr, to have Chametz B'Shash Shechita Sa Pesach. So Rashi's bothered by the fact, but what do you mean on Pesach you're not allowed to have the Chametz anyway? That's what Rashi's coming to anticipate when he says that. So Rashi says, you know, that besides being over this, you'll be over that also. Mandikar Shmei, Rashi says, V'chayiv nishum leisishchat, b'hadei lav d'lo yirav v'lo yimatzav. Rashi sticks it in the Mishnah. When it says that you can be over in leisishchat and chalamayid, when the Mishnah says it's possible to be over in Sharkabanis, so Rashi's bothers. You know, how could you be over? What do you mean, how could you be over? One is an Isser of owning chametz, and one is an Isser of shchita. So you see from Rashi, that Rashi learns that they're similar. So Rashi has to bavar, and Rashi has to say, and even though you're over Bali Yirah, Bali Yimotze anyway, you'll be over in Adon again because you made a shchita. Which means that Rashi understood that the Geder HaYisser is an Isser chametz, not an Isser shchita. Asher Al Kain, Rashi's not bothered by the kasha the Tosis asks. It says Lo Sishchat. If the lav would be defined as making a ma'aseh shechita when you have chametz, so then you can ask the kasha, but I'm not the one who's shechting it. But Rashi learns that the geder ha'isr is having chametz besash the shechita. So Mamela, if he's shechting for me, I could be over this or Bal Yimatzah. Because that's a geder ha'isr. The geder ha'isr is not a geder. And don't shecht the carbon when you have chametz. It's don't have the chametz when you shecht the carbon. So Mamela, even though it says le'sishchat, it doesn't mean that I have to be the one who's shechting it, because the geder ha'isr is a bal yirah bal yimatzah dikedin, and that's why Rashi says it. Asher al kain, it's leifter. You say in Yiddish it's leifter. You mean to say it's not good, but it's better. It's easier to understand Rashi that it's possible to have a lav of leishishchat al chametz dam zivchi if the carbon is not kosher. If you learn that it's an Isser Chametz, not an Isser Karban. If you learn, like Tosis, that the Isser is Loish Sishchat, that you shouldn't shech the Karban. Listen, if I don't have a Karban, so what's there to talk about? It's not a Karban, so how could there be an Isser? But according to Rashi, it's a Isser of having Chametz b'shas shechitas ha-Pesach. So even though the Ches the Pesach became possible, it's possible to daher that Vibalt, that's when you got to go over, you talk about puzzle, but it's not echad bidini akarban. So since it's not echad bidini akarban, it exists even in a place where there is no carbon lamais. Okay, by Shishkaya.